with you, Barry. I wanted to hear the sound of all the fiddles simultaneously. Can you turn this up, please, a little bit? Thank you. I thought maybe it'd be a good way to start to get each person to just talk about what turned them on to the fiddle originally, what their earliest influences were like. So maybe, Michael, we can find out what got you into playing the fiddle.
I started playing fiddle when I was four. My grandparents were big fans of the music that nobody in my family played. But my grandparents used to take me to all these local bluegrass events. There'd be open stage events, and of course there'd be a lot of jam sessions in the parking lot also. And I heard a fiddle player play Orange Blossom Special when I was four. And that really changed my life. I heard that, and I knew at that point that I've got to learn how to play the fiddle. And even if it's only to learn how to play that tune, I got to learn how to play the fiddle. And I used to listen to, of course, Kenny Baker, Benny Martin. Benny Martin would have to be one of my main influences, Scotty Stillman, Dale Potter, Bobby Hicks, pretty much anybody who played the fiddle with Bill Monroe. I listened to a little bit of everybody.
Do you remember one of the first tunes that you learned to play that you still play?
Oh, man. I think the first tune I learned to play was Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. But and not the fiddle tune in G either. But then I learned some simple tunes like Faded Love and Boil the Cabbage Down and stuff like that.
Maybe we should all play Faded Love a little bit, since it's a beautiful nest fiddle.
Cheers.
All the fiddle mics on, please.